Ask Catherine. We got several recommendations for reading, which I've read the material or looked at it. And whenever I pull things out that I think would be great for the blog, you send me many good recommendations, and we can't necessarily put them all up, but I really thank you for sending them. Please send more. I've answered a few offline just because they were sensitive. And then we got one recommendation for Ambrose Evans Pritchard's interview, which we posted. It's got a very good description of the Treasury Sanction Toolkit, and I think it's brief, but it's worth watching. Someone else noted Rappaport's great coverage of the CDC whistleblower, which has been excellent. I posted some things, but I would really encourage you to check out that coverage at No More Fake News, another sort of chink in the armor of the sort of fake vaccine story. One question said to me, I know you don't support Bitcoin, but what about Dogecoin? No idea what it is. I'll try and check it out. Somebody asked me if I knew how we could go about safe app usage. Wouldn't I love to know? We will make an effort to try and understand that. I find apps to be very tricky, and it's very, there's, to my knowledge, I know of nothing that can really make them safe, and it's one of the reasons I very rarely use one. We built one. I believe ours is safe. It's a silver and gold calculator, and you can get it for Android or iPhone. If you go to our blog and click on the calculator logo, it'll take you to the website, and it'll help you, point you to where you can download those apps, and it's up at the Apple Store too. But we will continue to look for ways of figuring out safe app use. If you look at how the mobile world is organized, I just don't think it's safe yet. And in that vein, I did a review of 10 new financial websites that do either financial planning, brokerage, or money management. The idea being bring the IT world to kind of reinvent and ease access to these kind of services. I was stunned because they all seem to operate on the premise that you can trust all online systems. That you don't need to worry about privacy and there's no risk in the financial system. It's sort of everything's fine, and it's pretty frightening. And I will look for an opportunity to talk about that more because it's something we'll take in depth. But the reality is you know, this was brought to you by people who didn't seem to notice the financial crisis or what the real risks were in the system. It was pretty scary. I signed up for to get access to all of them. And in the process, I'm now getting inundated by emails and phone calls from people wanting to have me give them 100% of my financial data to complete strangers. And I find it all terrifying, but they're all very chipper.